kitsch as kitsch can. Dollars for the Duke by Barbara Cartland. The final chapter, not to say the climax. Here we go.
I want to be close to you, Magnolia whispered breathlessly. Much, much closer, please, darling. Wonderful Selden, make me your wife, your real wife.
The Duke made a sound of triumph. Then he turned out the lights, except one, and, pulling off his blue robe, he slipped into bed beside her. He took her in his arms.
"It is rather late to say this now, my adorable one," he said, "but I did promise I would not touch you until you asked me to do so."
Magnolia gave a laugh of sheer happiness, which swept away her shyness. Then, moving nearer to the Duke than she was already, she whispered,
"Touch me, please. Touch me. Only Selden."
"Only what?"
"You make me feel so strange, so excited."
"That is what I want you to feel," the Duke said. "And if I excite you, my beautiful little wife, you excite me to madness."
His voice was deep with passion, but he checked himself to add,
"But I will be very gentle. You must not let me frighten you or shock you."
As he spoke, he pulled away her nightgown from her shoulders, and his hand was touching her breast.
"I love you," Magnolia cried. "I love you, and everything you do will be perfect, and also divine."
"I love you. I adore you. I worship you," the Duke cried. Then their hearts were beating against each other's, and his kiss was that of a fighter, a conqueror who had fought against tremendous odds and was the victor. Yet he was very gentle as she surrendered herself to the insistence of his mouth, his hands, and his body. Then love carried them on the waves of ecstasy into the starlit sky, and they knew that nothing mattered except that, as a man and woman, they were one now and through all eternity. The end.